In here?
I'm from Tahoe, officer. You guys are going around. I mean, you guys are going around everybody, or what's
that? Yeah, we're going door to door. So what happened?
I don't know.
Mind if I turn this? How do you turn this off? So what happened this evening?
I don't know, but I was right here. I just heard gunshots.
Okay,
and I was off. After that, I just.
Do you have your ID?
Oh, I have your model's ID. I'm around here. That's what I'm looking for.
Or you can tell it to me verbally, either way. Okay. So you just heard gunshots?
That's it.
About how many gunshots did you hear?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I was kind of asleep.
Well, you know, to hear 15, 20, 25,
nah,
or?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I thought I just heard I thought it was just the stairs. So.
Well, how many did you hear?
I didn't really hear none of that.
You didn't hear any of it?
Yeah, I thought I heard something like that. That's what I was thinking. I mean, they told me it was fucking gunshots, so I'm like, what the fuck?
Did you ever go outside after you heard the gunshots?
Nah.
Never?
Well, I did. I stepped out right here and I peeked it out, but after that I went inside. I don't know.
So you stepped out on the patio there?
Yeah.
Okay.
After that, I just went back in.
Did you go back in? So you never went down to see what was going on down there?
Yeah, I did. Came out here.
Further than the patio.
Yeah, I came down there.
You went down to the where the grass is at?
I asked the guy, what the hell's going on?
Which guy did you ask?
I don't know. I don't know him, man.
Well, what'd the guy look like?
I don't know. Tell you, I ain't all with this shit. I'm straight with all this. That's why you guys are writing my name down. That shit ain't all cool right there.
Well, like I said, I'm writing everybody's name down. It's not you. Because I have to put your name in a report saying I stopped and talked to you.
Nah, but you see, I don't want none of my name in no report, man, because that shit's bullshit right there. I mean,
what's bullshit about it?
I mean, you guys already know what's up, man.
All this
report shit, that shit is all fucking some bullshit.
How is it?
You guys start getting people problems by doing this kind of stuff right here, man.
What I'm trying to do is figure out what happened. Okay, that's all I'm here for. Okay, so, you know, the more you tell me, the quicker I get out of here. The more honest you are with me, being honest with me.
How am I not being honest with you, man?
Because I have somebody saying they saw you out front and then they saw you go down to where that truck's at.
I told you, I did. I went out here and I fucking saw you.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you went to where the truck is at.
Yeah, because the fucking some guy was right there. And that's when I went up and I was like, what the fuck going on? And this guy was like, step over there. So I stepped back. I'm like, man, I'm gone.
Did you know who the truck belonged to?
Nah.
Did you know the guy on the ground?
Nah.
Okay. Why is everybody I've been talking to so far telling me he's associated with this apartment, that he knows you?
Oh, nah. Because what it was, there's some guy, some friend of mine, that has a truck like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that's why I went down there.
Which guy do you know that has a truck like that?
I see you asking too much. Homie.
Well, no, because...
It ain't really none of your business.
Well, no, because it is my business, because what I want to make sure of is that the guy that was injured down there is not your friend.
Oh, well, it's not, like I told you.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because I'm out there, man.
Okay.
Come on, man. Or else I would have told you, hey, that's my own.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. We don't know who the guy is.
I don't even know him either.
Why would you go up to the guy?
Because I just told you, homie.
Okay.
I thought it was a person that I thought I knew.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's why I went down there.
Okay.
I was like, shit.
So.
When I went down there, I saw him. The guy wasn't none of my stuff. I don't give a fuck about him.
Okay.
Shit, that's fucking bad.
Okay. So you're in your apartment in here.
Yeah.
Asleep. And you hear.
I thought I heard some, and I went out there, and I see a gang of people out there.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay.
So I'll be like everybody.
And what was said when once you stepped out on the front patio?
What was said?
Was anybody said anything to you? Did anybody say, hey, isn't that your buddy or something like that?
No, the manager was like, yo, you alone? And I was like, what the fuck? And I looked, I was like, what the fuck? And the right way it clicked to me, mm-hmm. I was fine. So I went down there, that's when I told him, oh shit. Went down there, it wasn't real, so I was like, oh, cool.
Okay, when you went down there, how many people were down there?
I think one or two, I think. The only guy that I saw down there.
Okay, what did he look like?
He's like white. I didn't really see him, only it's dark.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
You're talking to the guy on the ground, or you're talking to the guy standing up?
Oh, you're talking about in total?
I'm talking in total, yeah.
I think it's two.
Okay. The guy on the ground. That's the one you went up to look at to see if it was your friend?
No. Well, yeah.
What'd he look like?
I don't know. It's kind of dark.
Kind of dark?
Yeah.
You didn't see any distinction scars, marks, or tattoos or anything like that? What about the guy standing up?
He was white. Like, I know he was white. I didn't see him really either because he just told me, like, back away. Like, do you know him? I was like, nah, I don't know him and shit. He's like, go back away because I asked him, like, who are you? You know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, like, hey, this is probably a situation right here, too. It's, it looks like wrong, you know?
Okay. Okay. What's your number, Jimmy? Is it different than okay, is it different? Do you have a different phone number? What about a work phone or anything like that? You don't work or anything like that? So how do I get a hold of you if I need to get a hold of you?
Go ahead and call me right here. Well, but ain't no need for you to get a hold of me.
Well, no, what I'm saying is in case I need to.
Oh, you can go ahead and call me right here on this phone.
So, the number I have... Is that yours? Is that the one...
Yeah.
You don't have a cell phone? You don't have a pager or anything like that? Okay. I can seem like you're a little agitated talking to me.
It's not because I tell you the truth, man. I don't like to be all involved in this kind of police thing and all this kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, all what kind of police thing?
Like all this investigation bullshit and shit you guys start doing and start questioning people.
What do you expect us to do?
That you guys study. That's your person shooting a person out there, man. That's
correct.
You guys' problem.
Well,
that's your guys' problem. The guy that's out there dead. Oh, that don't start bringing fucking innocent people or bystanders out here into your investigation. I mean, that's why that's your job to do investigation. But don't start coming out here.
Well, the investigation revolves around everybody that I see here.
All right. Has anybody seen anything? No.
Yeah.
Everybody's telling you nobody's seen shit.
Well, no. A lot of people have told us they've heard stuff.
Oh.
And that's what I'm trying to get out of you. You know, because the thing that makes me think is you hear gunshots, you go out front, and then you run down and put yourself in the middle of things. If you're worried about what's going on and you hear gunshots, why run down there?
Because like I told you, homie, that's how I am, you know?
You're
like,
going to run?
That's how a person I am, homie.
Okay.
It's the same thing. If you were to be getting shot out there and somebody's shooting at you, whatever the hell it is, I'm like a man I am.
Okay.
I'm going to see, like, hey, what the fuck is the problem right here?
Okay.
Yeah, this is where I live.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? It could be a problem where it could even be my dad.
Okay.
Or my mother that's being out down there.
Okay.
I ain't gonna be out here standing wondering.
Well, no.
You know, I'm gonna go if it's somebody I know, if it ain't nobody that I know, that's their problem now.
Okay.
I want.
But you're getting, you carry a gun or something?
No, man, come on.
Well, hey, Jimmy, you see
there you
I'm
go,
saying?
Man. I'm gone.
No.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. So. Weird stuff, this
no.
kind of shit, I'm telling you.
Because you're saying that you're running down there after you hear gunshots. That's where my concern is.
So
you're running into a gunfight. Why would you run into a gunfight?
No, homie. I go down there, before I even got there, I asked, like I told you, this guy was like, oh, he's this thing. He's a fucking cop.
Okay.
You could see his fucking badge and everything. Come on, man. Come on with you. That's what it's you guys' fault, man. You guys are out here trying to fucking bring all this up to my family.
Well, no, like I said, you ran down to the guy, looked at the guy on the ground, then come running back up here. You kind of got yourself involved, so I need to talk to you to find out what you saw and heard.
All right, did I tell you?
Huh?
I already told you. I went down there, what? I checked. I don't know the guy. I got came back over here. What?
Okay.
I don't care about him. And to tell you the truth, I don't even care about the cop. That's you guys' problem. That's the cop's problem, and that's his problem.
Okay, so you've never seen the guy that you looked, and you've never seen that truck before? You haven't seen it here in the past few days, past few weeks, past few months.
I really come out here all that often. I don't come out here really.
What do? Spend your time in...
Yeah, my house.
So when you leave, you don't see the truck?
Well, how am I going to leave and see a truck out there?
What do you see so bothered by?
Because to tell you the truth, like I said, like I told him, I don't really like all this investigation. I don't really like all this cop thing. You know what I'm saying?
And what
that's
is that?
You guys' problem.
What is that?
Because I just don't like all this, man. I just don't really like it. It's just a gang of, like I said, nonsense. That's what brings them. That's the cost ball for shooting him. All right? That's you guys' problem. That's the department's problem right there. And that's his fucking problem for whatever the fuck he's dumbass doing.
Why are you so upset?
Because like I said, when you're bringing up here, I mean, my mom is already upset. Can you see what I mean?
Okay. You know what?
She doesn't like
me. Okay, we're talking to all the neighbors around here, okay? This is part of our job. This is what we have to do. You got to understand, if something would have happened to someone in your family, you'd probably like us to be doing the same thing.
Probably you guys killed this poor guy. That's why.
What do you got? How can you guys do no investigation on a cop?
You guys don't know what to do.
How
can
you guys do investigation on a cop?
Hold on.
That's when you guys start getting kind of kid, huh?
Here's a question I have, Jim. Do you realize how many police are out here investigating this?
Yeah.
It's a boatload of people. So we're here talking to the neighbors, trying to focus on the... There's another group of people that's focusing on the investigation of the cop, okay? So this is not one-sided. We're not just trying to lay blame. We're trying to figure out... We're trying to get information. We're trying to find out what people saw and heard and what happened. The whole story, not just from one perspective.
But we've got nothing to deal with that.
Well, he goes running down there. That makes you involved.
It doesn't really matter.
How does it not matter?
So all the people that went out there, they're involved too?
They're getting talked to.
We're talking to everyone. We're not just talking to you guys.
All right. Sorry, totally what I think.
But like I said, when you go running down there and you hear gunshots and you go running down there, I'm not going to go running. If I don't carry a gun or a vest, I'm not going to go running.
That's you are.
Correct.
See, I got family right here. My mom wasn't here. My dad just stepped out to go and pick up my mom.
Okay.
You know, I'm over here thinking, man, it could be my dad.
That's right.
You know,
that's why
I
got to
know. No little pussy and stand out here and watch
those situations. That's why we want to know why you were down there.
All right.
Okay, we're talking to everyone. Yeah, you understand we're talking to everyone. Not just you guys. We're talking to everyone. Okay? So as far as you getting upset, I
have a hard time. I do. I just get a little over here because
pretty obvious.
My mom over here like, damn, you know? And she really doesn't even know what the hell is really going on or like that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you'd calm down a little bit, I'd be more than happy to explain everything. Answer any questions that you have, you know?
That's what I'm telling you. Look, I don't want to ask you guys no questions. I don't want you guys to ask me any questions. I don't really care, like I told him. I don't really care what the hell is going on out there that's their problem
but
right
we
now.
Do care that you were down and you were seen. All right. Okay, and that's why we're here talking to you.
All right,
okay?
And I already answered him the questions. He asked me about it, mm-hmm. So that's basically it. Am I right?
You have anything else to say? So you're telling me you don't know the guy in the truck, and you don't know the truck. You've never seen the truck before. And about what
that's
time?
That's what I thought. Like I told you, I thought it was some guy. I don't know, and that's why I went down there. I was fucking on.
What's the guy's name? So I can tell you if that's the guy involved.
I can tell you. It doesn't really.
Well, it does concern me because you know a guy with a white truck, and we have a white
really
truck.
It doesn't really matter, only like I said. Why am I? I ain't gonna bring him into this bullshit when he's bullshit.
I didn't say I was gonna contact him, did I? I said all I need
does
to know
really
is
matter, so why do you want his name for?
To make sure he's not the guy that we have.
Like I said,
well,
I'm telling you, it's not. If it was a guy I knew, I would tell you straight out. Like, okay. You know why? I know a guy, I would have stood there with him.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay. About what time did this happen?
I don't know.
Rough idea.
A while ago.
Rough idea.
It's a while ago.
It's about 9:15 right now. We're talking. You're thinking about an hour ago? So you're thinking 8:15?
Somewhere around there. You guys should know.
Well, I'm asking you because...
I mean, I didn't come up here and look at the time and go on down there. Come on, man.
I just have to ask the question.
The ones that should know all that.
I just have to ask the question. You know, because it gives me, you know, what time you think it was at. Anything else you guys can think of?
No.
Okay. And I gave you back your ID? You have your ID?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a nice day, man.
All right.
Have a nice day. You guys bought it off.